This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. Colorado could become headquarters to the military's effort to deter and, if necessary, fight a battle, even a war, in space. The president created U.S. Space Command for that job late last year. Months later, the pieces are still coming together. KUNC's Michael DeJuana is here to help us understand what this means for the state and national security. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Kyra.
First off, let's make the distinction between Space Command and something else, the Space Force, which has been talked about by the president and the media, but I'm not sure if everyone understands that they're separate things.
Yeah, they are. The federal government is studying the idea of creating a sixth branch of the military. This would be the Space Force. It would have its own troops, you know, think like the Army or the Navy. But long story short, the future of the Space Force is up in the air.
Okay.
Meanwhile, President Trump has pushed for a U.S. Space Command. That would be what's called a combatant command. That's an assemblage of troops from various branches based around a strategic idea, like a geographic region or a functional reason like special operations.
So then what will Space Command actually do?
Well, I sat down with military officials in Colorado Springs recently. They tell me threats have been ramping up for years to the point that other countries have the potential to cause serious problems like jamming military satellite communications or using lasers to blind satellites that gather visual information. Some on Capitol Hill are watching this very closely, including the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's Jim Inhofe. He's a Republican from Oklahoma, and he summed up the emerging situation this way during a hearing earlier this month.
National Defense Strategy directs our national military to prepare for the return of great power competition. This means we must be prepared to deter and, if necessary, decisively defeat potential near-peer adversaries. Obviously, we're talking about China and Russia.
What does he mean when he says the return of great power competition?
Yeah, that's a bit of a buzz phrase, but essentially the military has long been mired in counterinsurgency efforts. It's now shifting its strategy to staying ahead of, or depending on who you talk to, keeping up with, China and Russia, which are rapidly advancing their space technology.
This sounds very much like a Cold War state of mind, but maybe with a 21st century twist.
Right, exactly. After World War II, the U.S. and its allies built up massive arsenals and networks against communist Russia and China. Today, the military says both countries seek to shape a world consistent with their authoritarian model. Now, that's a quote straight out of the 2018 National Defense Strategy.
Okay, but why should we be paying attention to what's going on?
So those satellites I mentioned earlier, the military relies heavily upon them. Troops on the ground, at sea, and in the air coordinate via space communications. And it isn't just the military. Most of us have smartphones, so imagine not having your phone. Also, imagine what would happen if commerce, power supplies, and banks were disrupted. And that Senate hearing I mentioned earlier, that was for General John J. Raymond. The president has nominated him to be U.S. Space Command's first leader.
We no longer have the luxury of operating in a peaceful, benign domain, and we no longer have the luxury of treating space superiority as a given.
So General Raymond is saying there's more than a possibility of a threat. There is one?
More or less, yes. And one representation of this threat are anti-satellite tests. One by China in 2007 was a turning point for the U.S. military. That's when a precision rocket went into space and successfully took down one of China's own satellites. Russia has also done it, and this past March, India. Here's Raymond again.
Our goal is actually to deter a conflict from extending into space. The best way I know how to deter that is to be prepared to fight and win if deterrence were to fail.
Raymond is in charge of a command on Peterson Air Force Base that organizes, trains, and equips the military in an array of space operations.
And Peterson is in Colorado Springs, so does that mean Space Command will be located there too?
Not necessarily. Peterson is on a list with three other installations in Colorado Springs, as well as Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora.
No relation.
Right. Well, you never know. Two out-of-state installations also made the list. Now, Colorado's delegation is united in their desire to see a site chosen here. A site could be chosen as early as this summer. As for General Raymond, last week, the Senate Armed Services Committee confirmed him to lead U.S. Space Command. But nothing's a done deal in Washington until it's a done deal.
All right, Michael, I know you'll be following this and you'll keep us up to date. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Michael DeJuana. He covers military issues for KUNC.